The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
All right, so Drew spoiled that show. I don't even want to say what the show is. That's how much I don't... Because if I say that Drew spoiled something significant happened on a show, then you'll know something significant happened on a show. And I don't even want to do that.
Okay.
But Drew spoiled a show that a lot of people watch that aired sometime last night. And then we get people that are saying, no, Drew's right. That did happen. Why? Dude, who's worse?
But then you're also getting people saying that didn't happen.
Well, they're just trying to help you.
They're trying to make it easier for me. It's like when you say it's good luck when a bird poops on you. It's not. It's just the worst thing possible just happened. So they try and make you feel good. And I appreciate the effort, you guys. But therefore, I've compiled a list. You want the top five list here?
Of the worst people?
The worst types of people. So here we go. Here, that's all right.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
All right. You may take exception with some of these, Dylan, but remember, I'm heated right now. I'm activated.
Okay.
All right. Top five worst people. Number five. I just heard about this over the weekend. My daughter has a friend, or at least somebody that goes to school with her, who just got her driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Parents bought her an Audi as a first car.
Oh.
Luxury first car kid.
Okay.
Luxury first car kid, Dylan. What do you think?
Well, it's not their fault.
Right? They should get a 2001 Ford like everybody else when they got it on their driver's license, right?
Murderer's not on the list?
Yeah, murderer didn't make the list, Dylan.
Interesting. Okay.
But who is it the kid or is it the parent?
The parents.
Is it the parent?
Yeah.
Parents. That's the worst?
Because they're enabling.
You don't need to do that, hey?
The kid didn't do it.
The kid can't say, well, the kid just says
yeah,
thank
what
you.
Kid would turn that down? You're right.
Right.
The parents, don't buy your kid a brand new Audi for
give
their,
your heads when a they shake. Get their driver's license.
All right, that's one.
Okay.
And we've got a tie at number four, Dylan. Must be nice person. You know?
What's the must be nice person?
Like, oh, geez, must be nice to be able to go away.
You literally just were the must be nice person about the Audi.
That's yeah. number four
yeah.
on the list there, you see?
But that's also, you.
I don't know what you're talking about. Must be nice to get an Audi as your first car. You know?
Yeah,
right. So must be nice person.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then the other one, that's a tie. Actually... The dying to correct you on the littlest effect.
That's Pepper as well.
You're the grammar guy.
You're the actually grammar guy.
The worst. I didn't say I'm not a bad person, Dylan.
So far, you're everything on the list.
I'm the fourth worst person.
Dad?
Number three, people who don't put their shopping carts back.
Yep, they're bad.
Okay. Again, murderer not here?
I haven't gotten to the top of the list.
This is non-criminal?
This is non-criminal.
Okay.
But should be crimes.
Okay. All right.
Number two, people who don't know how to merge.
Oh.
Slash people who disagree with the zipper merge and don't let you
and
in.
Protest it.
Yeah, protest the zipper merge.
Sure.
I don't know who's worse, the person who doesn't know how to merge or the zipper merge protester person.
Mm.
Edging up like I'm not going to go.
Camilla texting in saying, worst person is to remind me to tell you what so-and-so said, but then they can't say anything for 10 hours. Pepper's that guy, too.
That's a bad person.
Mm.
I didn't say I wasn't a bad person, Dylan.
You're all of these.
I know how to merge.
Okay.
And I put my shopping cart back.
All right, okay.
And the number one worst person in the world, by a landslide, Drew.
Spoiler.
Drew. Spoiler alert guy.
I feel like you've spoiled things in the past.
By accident.
Okay.
And the things I spoil are like, hey, guess who's pregnant? Or hey, guess who got engaged?
Right,
those
yeah.
are not just, shows.
Just little
Everybody
things.
Knows you don't spoil shows, Dylan.
Okay.
Those are bad people.
Those are bad. They're all bad people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And everybody's got a little bit of those in them. It's the thing. Except for putting carts back.
But guys in like a big van asking... Kids with candy, like they didn't make it. Criminal.
Number six.
Oh, jeez.
He's a non-criminal, Dylan.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Worst people, non-criminal.
Drew, you better hope our paths never cross.
Now, what would you do?
Nothing. I wouldn't do anything, Dylan. I'm all talk.
Yeah.
All talk.
I know.
I can't back up anything.
Sorry, buddy.
One time I mouthed something in a quick flash of road rage at a driver. And then he rolled down his window. He said, "What'd you say to me, buddy?"
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, now that I'm on the phone." Zero courage, Dylan. I have zero courage.
Very nice.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So this Oilers fever, which is starting, it's 99 degrees right now, right? And then it'll slowly get to about 130 degrees. Right now, it's just a nice tepid 99 degrees. Just 1 degree warmer than body temperature, right?
Mm-hmm.
This Oilers fever has gotten, you know, a lot of people excited. I walked in here in an Oilers jersey, and Robbie said, "Wait a second, I've never seen you wear an Oilers jersey. I wear it every year during the playoffs."
Really?
Every day.
Yeah. I did not know that.
He just doesn't remember that sort of thing. But it led to an uncomfortable moment at home. So please say good morning to my dear sweet love, Coral.
Oh, hi, Coral.
Sweet. Good morning.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's what I'm just going to ask this, okay? And pardon the fill in the blanks because we're not allowed to swear on the radio, right?
Okay.
We're just not allowed to do it. Hey, I've been trying to change things, Dylan. We can't do it. We're just not allowed. Can't do it. We can't buy swears. We can't do anything.
Okay.
Right? So pardon the blanks on this, okay?
Okay.
But if I were to say the phrase, "Dig the bleep in, right bleeping now."
Oh.
Would you know what I'm saying?
Dig the bleep in, right
Robbie
bleeping
would.
Now.
Robbie, do you know what I'm saying? When I say dig the bleep in, right bleeping now.
It would take me a second.
Okay.
But I do know.
917-917. Just that phrase. Dig the bleep in, right bleeping now. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay? Dylan?
Dig the bleep in, right bleeping now. Were you guys in bed together?
No.
Because that's vulgar.
Robin
says yes. Cassandra says yes. Connor McDavid.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
What is that? So Coral.
Dig the bleep in.
Gets home. I got home last night, and Coral's excited. On Saturday, I didn't see her on Saturday, but on Saturday, she says, "Oh my God, I got you a present. I'm so excited for you to see it." And then I'm like, "All right, who doesn't like a good old present?" You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then so she gives me the present last night, and it's a t-shirt, and it's in orange and blue, and it says, "Dig the bleep in, right bleeping now" on the shirt. And I looked at it.
But it doesn't say bleep.
Yeah, it says the real words.
Oh, you can't wear that.
Well, I know, but I'm wearing it. And
he can't wear it to church or to school.
I got
to
remember my church days.
But work? You're allowed to wear that to work?
Nobody sees you guys at work.
That's a good point. She's got you there. Although Robbie just took a video.
Oh, man.
Doesn't matter. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw it and I read it and I was like, "Oh, dig the bleep in, right bleep in now." Cool. I didn't know what that meant. So at that point, I was kind of like, "Oh, weird." it's in Oilers colors, but it doesn't have any Oilers logos on it. And I assumed with the playoffs starting tonight, it had something to do with the Oilers,
like hockey sticks and a shovel type symbol in the center. Yeah.
As if to say, dig the bleep in, right bleep in now. But I don't remember that being a phrase that made its way into Edmonton lore so quickly since last year.
Jared just texted, said, "Just the other day, Pepper was complaining about some guy's shirt having a swear on it."
Saying
how wrong it was.
Yes, exactly. But whatever.
No, the shirt that Pepper was complaining about was, "I shaved my..." Can I say balls?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
You did.
"I shaved my..." for this, right?
You complained for that, but now you have two swears on your shirt?
Dig the bleep in, right bleeping now. Oh, so, boy. Robbie, what does it mean?
Well, it's... And listen, I'm getting called out here because I should have watched the Prime series.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That it was on, but I was way too sad and way too much PTSD from losing to Florida to watch it.
Not as sad as Connor was.
No, but he was sad, and I did see clips from it.
Right, and
right?
Connor, everybody...
But it was that moment that turned everything around.
They were down 3-0 to the Florida Panthers,
right.
And Connor McDavid lost his mind in the locker
room. He didn't lose his mind.
He
inspired the rest of the team.
He was fired up.
Profanity-laced inspirational speech to the rest of the team that led them to come within, one goal of winning the Stanley Cup.
One of the greatest comebacks ever.
Right. And then that went viral, a few months later after the playoffs, and everybody just fell in love with Connor McDavid all over again.
Wouldn't the greatest comeback ever require a win?
No, I'm saying they were one goal away from legitimately having one of the greatest comebacks in NHL history.
So Jill, and let's see... everybody says they remember what this phrase is. I didn't know what it was. So if somebody were to give you a t-shirt that says, "Dig the bleep in, right bleeping now," with no context, and she was a little disappointed that I wasn't like, "That's awesome," because I didn't know what it meant.
Right.
So it was a very awkward moment. Honey, I love you. I just didn't know what it meant.
And then I said, Robbie would know.
Uh-huh.
Give it to Robbie.
That's what she said.
Right.
To Robbie.
And I do know what it, I do. How could you have missed that clip? It was everywhere.
Roberta asking, where the heck did you get that shirt?
Yeah,
where
right? $780.
$780, yeah.
Was in Londonderry?
Yeah.
I think there's also one in St. Albert. Oh, I know there's one in St. Yeah. Albert Center because that's where I got
that's
them.
That's where she got it, yep.
Got it.
Great correction. Love you, sweetie. I'll see you later. Enjoy your day off. I'm sorry for
making... Hey, Robbie.
Yeah?
The shirt is machine washable, and I don't think you'll have to hang to dry because you're quite fit.
Whoa!
So... I will send it with Pepper tomorrow.
Coral?
I'm feeling that one for you.
It's going to shrink on him?
But oh, my God.
Pepper doesn't put his shirts in the dryer.
I can't.
I'm saying, Robbie, you could probably put it in the dryer.
I like my shirts big, so you can't.
Love wow.
You. They say she took a...
Wow.
It hurt. It hurt when I didn't know what to say. She's getting me back, Dylan.
I see.
All right. Love you, sweetie. See you later.
Love you.
Okay, bye. All right. Bye. Dig the bleep in.
Wow,
right, bleep it now.
She's got you.
So what I suspected she thinks, she does think.
Yeah, you're chubby.
Okay.
Aww. She knows it, and she didn't even deny it.
Well, a lot of ice cream, right? What are you going to do? Robbie, you want this shirt?
I'll dry it a few times.
I felt so bad. I felt so bad after that whole awkward moment when I didn't know what it meant. I changed what I was going to wear today.
Right.
Like, oh, better wear that shirt today.
Yeah, only to find out she thinks you look dubby in it.
I'm the only one, clearly, Dylan and you and I, that didn't know right away what that meant.
Yeah, now I know what you're saying.
It was a significant moment in that whole playoff run.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
So Dylan's got a police story. He had a run-in with the police, huh? Are you on the lam? What's going on?
Well, not really.
Okay.
It was a unique situation that happened to me just the other day.
Right.
I was napping.
Okay.
And as I was napping.
your stories start one of three ways.
Right, okay. Pooping, napping, showering.
There, yeah. Or eating, right?
Oh, yeah. That's where they come
from. Robbie, does every story from Dylan start with pooping, napping, showering, or eating? And it's one of those four every time.
Tacos,
okay.
Yeah. And there was an explosion.
Yep.
So I was awoken from the nap by my girlfriend. She said, someone's at the door. And I said, what? Huh? You got to get up right now. The police are here.
What?
I was like, what the heck is going on? And I'm like awoken, dead sleep, awoken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm like trying to put on pants, trying to put on a shirt, trying to race downstairs because I don't know what the police are here for. And in that little walk that you do from your bedroom down the flight of stairs to the entry of your house, you are racking your brain of all the things you've done wrong in the last little bit.
Did I kill somebody that I'm not aware of?
What the heck
of?
Would what this
I,
be?
The did police I steal are here. A car? Yeah.
Police are here. Why would the police be here? Oh, no. Okay. So I get to the door, and it's just a guy in regular clothes.
Oh.
Not like, police clothes.
No. I'm like, that's not a police officer. This guy's got tattoos on his arms.
Uh-huh.
There's no way this guy's a police officer. What's going on here?
Police don't have tattoos. Okay.
I said, hi, what's going on? And he's like, just police. We're looking for some footage. I was like, footage? Hang on a second. Do you have a badge by chance? He pops out his badge. He shows me a badge. Now, here's the thing with asking
an officer. Plain closed officer.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
When you ask an officer for their badge, which you're supposed to do for safety, I don't know what a badge looks like.
It looks like one you got on Amazon.
I don't know.
It's true.
We should probably know. In school get shown a badge at some point. Because he just handed me a badge. And at that point, he put it in my hand.
Yeah.
And I just like looked at it and like, what the hell am I looking for?
It was
for
like
here?
Getting ID'd at a liquor store with somebody who's bad at math. If
right?
if you're brave enough to show it, then you're dumb enough to fall for it, right?
Yeah. So I just sat there and I'm like, well, I guess. I mean, like, he could have 3D printed this, but maybe he didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
So I wasn't sure. I was like, what do you need? And he said, well, we're looking for an investigation in your area. We noticed you had some cameras. I was like, oh, he wants to talk about my cameras. You know, I'm excited.
You love your setup. Cameras. Yes, you do.
So I take
like
him
Fort
in.
Fort Knox over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. And we've been going through all the camera footage and I'm like, showing him all my angles, and I'm really excited about this. Right?
Did it cross your mind at any second that this could be somebody like the Wet Bandits? They're casing your joint. This has got Wet Bandits written all over it, Dylan.
Right. And the whole time in my head, I'm thinking that, right? Again, because I held his badge, and I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, it's hard to say. But so I'm thinking, in case he's casing it, I brought him into the main lab, right, where I have all my computer set up. And I wanted to show him how many angles I had.
Right.
Just in case him and his buddies wanted to come back and cause some problems.
But the criminals are always one step ahead.
I had so many angles, and he's like, wow, you really got a lot of cameras.
You also showed him what angles you didn't have.
I don't have any problem with that. Got every angle, buddy.
Okay.
No problem. So we were sitting there and we were going through the footage together to try to find some things he was looking for. I don't want to impede the investigation.
Of course. Right now, sure. You know? Yeah.
But what happened when he was there is we were going through the footage of when he arrived. And nothing is more funny than having a police officer hit your button that rings your doorbell, and your doorbell is this.
Ringy dingy doo, there is someone here for you. Please stop what you're doing so that you can find out who. Ringy dingy ding, don't you want to see who rings? Please come to the door and see what kind of news they bring.
So he was just dying laughing in the video because he didn't understand what was happening.
Oh, really?
He has no idea what was taking place. But so we go through all the footage and we're in the garage and my girlfriend's upstairs. And I said, so right now, like, you would be nowhere without this footage, hey? He's like, yeah, like, is very thankful that you had this. This is really going to help the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you're very welcome. So we walk inside and I said, so basically Edmonton would be in big trouble if I didn't have all these cameras. He's like, without your cameras, sir, we wouldn't have.
What a public service. Thank you, Dylan.
Oh,
thank you, Dylan.
And yes. I got the ultimate I told you so to my girlfriend because she was wondering why we installed so many cameras.
Right.
Finally, there's been a reason.
It's paid off.
Dylan. It has paid off completely.
Right? Okay.
And the video of the police officer.
Ringy dingy doo, there is someone here for you. Please stop what you're doing so that you can find out who. Ringy dingy ding, don't you want to see who rings? Please come to the door and see what kind of news they bring.
So I'll leave with this.
Uh-huh.
We all need to touch what a real badge looks like.
Okay.
Right now,
you have no idea.
Not sure if that was a criminal or a police officer. He's a nice guy, though. Either way, I really don't know.
Well, you being nice to him, did you offer him snacks? Please tell me you offered him snacks.
I offered him a drink.
Okay.
He was there for a bit.
Smart, because then if it's a criminal, he'll just be like, well, we can't rob this guy. He's got the funny doorbell.
No, right?
He was super kind and friendly
right?
to me. We'll break into the next house.
Yeah. No, things were looking up. I really think that having these cameras have changed the way that the neighborhood works now.
Yeah.
So now it's justified me to get a couple new ones, right?
Okay, of course.
You should.
Cameras on the cameras. Plus, you've got that great doorbell.
Oh, that doorbell. I'm telling you, if you don't have a doorbell that sounds like this, you're not living.
Ringy dingy doo, there is someone here for you. Please stop what you're doing so that you can find out who. Ringy dingy ding, don't you want to see who rings? Please come to the door and see what kind of news they bring.
Sarah, so right. Sarah texted, is all I can think of is someone having that doorbell and an officer having to deliver bad news when they ring that doorbell.
Right? Oh, it'd be brutal. See, look at his reaction. Answer.
Let's see him now. Yeah, he's laughing. Wow, that's funny.
He's having a good time, right? There he is.
Now he's showing his badge.
Right, yeah.
You're right, Dylan. I don't know what a badge looks like.
No, how the heck do you know? Like, if someone came up to me with a badge, then you just go, yeah, come on in.
Yes.
Hey, criminals.
They can say to me,
stay away
like,
from badges.
I would say, like, well, show me your badge. And they'd be like, oh, that's on TV. We don't really have badges.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay, come on in.
Right.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, you have no idea. Very scary.
It's a good doorbell.
Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate
it. Glad it came in handy.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
My dad bought a printer. Did I tell you this?
You might have. I don't know.
I'm kind of like my dad in that way. I can't remember if I told you things or not. My dad bought a printer that required him to scan a QR code in order to set up the printer. But the problem was he doesn't understand QR codes, so he couldn't set up his printer. So he took it back to the printer store and said, this stupid thing doesn't work. It is so dad, Dylan, to blame a thing for your lack of understanding of something. I do it all the time.
Sure.
This thing's a piece of crap. Nope. You just don't know how to use
it. There you go, right?
Huh? I get mad at my computer when the caps lock button is on. Ah, stupid caps lock button. It's just going on and off by itself. No. No, I'm putting it on.
Yes.
I am turning it on every time.
That's like you complaining about the phones here.
Exactly. The phones are... Nope. The phones here don't work.
No, come on.
There's something wrong with the phones.
No.
Don't do like my dad where you take a picture of it and then wonder why the website didn't pop up. Scroll in and tap the QR code. That is trickier.
Harder, yeah.
The picture button should activate the QR code. Let's be honest. That is one thing they could correct.
It would be helpful.
And while we're at it, another thing they could correct here is, I don't know, I got the new, what is this one? 16, 20, 31, 15, what is this
one? I think you got the 16.
I got the one with the button down on the right side that just turns the camera on for no reason.
Well, I think that's the reason. It turns the camera on.
But I don't want it to turn the camera on.
You can change what that button does.
I've heard.
Yeah?
But instead, I just like to complain about it.
Oh, okay.
Every time I just rub onto that button because I'm trying to do something different, boom, camera pops up.
Why don't you change it?
Who needs a camera that bad?
Honestly?
But it needs to have its own special button.
I don't like arguing you just to argue.
Okay.
But I am going to argue this one. That is one of the things I find most frustrating about having a camera on you all the time.
Is that you take more pictures?
No, I love taking more pictures, but I find myself frustrated that like sometimes I'll miss a moment because you're whipping it out, then you're trying to find your camera, you're trying to open it up, you're trying to get the face recognition all real quick, right?
So you appreciate this special instant camera button on the side
of
the phone.
Let me give you a scenario.
Okay.
There you are. You're walking around, and let's say you took a trip. Let's go... You're in Ireland.
Okay.
Right? You're in Ireland on a trip with the family.
Okay.
Now, because you have that weird family with all sorts of people, for some reason, your ex-wife's there. Yeah.
Nah, that's not Irish. Anyway, how about this?
Okay.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Okay.
So it's you, your fiance.
Yeah.
Your fiance's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Your fiance's son.
Yeah.
And then just a couple steps behind you happens to be your ex-wife.
Okay.
And your ex-wife's new husband.
Oddly enough, this does sound like most of our family trips, weirdly. Yes.
Your daughter's there, and your son's dragging his butt behind everybody else. Mm-hmm. You're slowly walking, taking in the Irish sights.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's really, really excited and has a good idea. You turn to your left, and there, oh my God, could you believe it with your own eyes, Michelle Branch?
Okay.
She's sitting there on a vacation with
her family. Guys. Oh, my God.
Quick, get us out. She's
early
walking
2000s
away.
Pop star, Michelle Branch. Kids.
I need to get this picture because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Robbie and Dylan aren't going to believe me.
Right.
They will not believe me that Michelle Branch is here.
Uh-huh.
As I whip out my phone, she turns her back. I get nothing.
Ah, damn it. Why wasn't there a button
exactly
that would activate the camera 30 milliseconds quicker?
It would have been, you would have had her face.
That picture, that memory, and captured in posterity to live forever of Michelle Branch.
Right. Where? Yeah. In Ireland.
In Ireland, yes.
What a shocker. And you would have had the opportunity had you had that button, but no siree.
Yep.
All I'm saying is that button could be in, like, there are times where I can't whip my phone out fast enough to capture a moment.
Like when you see Michelle Branch or Vanessa Carlton, perhaps.
Wait, who knows what Ireland's got for you?
Okay.
You could run into a lot of people.
I mean, a scenario very similar did happen to me a few years ago when I saw James Vanderbeek at LaGuardia Airport.
Oh, let me see that picture of him. I would love to see it.
All right, Dylan, fine. You made your point. The button on the outside of the phone that turns the phone on is fine. But here's the irony. And this, of course, is for iPhone users only because you Samsung phone users are like, it's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. I wouldn't change a thing with
that
my Samsung.
True.
But us iPhone users are just constantly going, they changed it again.
Yeah.
Damn it, these charging cords.
Everyone's getting that change.
I know. But they made the camera easier to access. But you know what they've made almost impossible to access?
Which is?
Your photos. What is going on in that labyrinth, by the way? And I know you can set it and configure it
to get it
back to the way it was, but why can they not go, like, I just want to see, what's his name? Steve Jobs Jr. What's the guy's name? Tim Cook?
Yeah.
Why can Tim Cook not come out in one of those presentations where he's like, look, everybody, we made an iPod in yellow. Why can't he go on stage and say, okay, the photo app sucks. We really blew that one.
I would love that.
We've decided to change it back. That photo app was terrible.
We tried. We went as hard as we could. We realized it's not loved. We're sorry.
I was trying to find a photo of our late bulldog, Biff.
Yeah.
Trying to find a photo to send. I couldn't find it for the life of me. I typed bulldog. Couldn't come up. I went through the years. I couldn't figure out how to get to years. I couldn't find my favorites folder.
Oh, no.
It was Dylan. I liked it the way it was.
Yeah.
But now I'm afraid that I'm sounding old because I liked it so the way something used to be, not the way something is.
There's a lot of people that complain about it.
Yes, I've noticed that. Yeah.
It's better when you get used to it.
Okay.
Now, it's going to take, you know, old dog, new tricks, right?
Yeah.
Hard.
The other thing that's happening to me, and you say you kind of like it, but the way that... emails and text messages summarize what the email and text message is about now.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's like, you get a message and say, like, hey, here's the bullet points of what happens when you open this message.
Yeah, like yesterday, I think mine summarized because Robbie sent you and I a video message yesterday.
Yeah.
And it just summarized it by saying Robbie wants to do a video with you two.
Right.
And I thought, okay, what does he want to do?
Sometimes the summary is longer than the message itself.
It can be, yes.
Throws me off every time.
Yeah. Someone texting dads with phones.
Uh-huh. Is that what I sound like? A dad with a phone
I
right
think
now?
So, yeah.
I'm sorry. The photo app drives me crazy and the button on the side, I keep running into it.
It's okay. You can change that button. That's all I'm saying.
It's a real window into my life where I'd prefer that that button be the calculator.
Oh, my God.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Dylan's being blamed for something that happens in his sleep. A long-standing rule around here that we apply not just to ourselves, but to anybody who needs us to stand up for them. You cannot be blamed for anything that happens in your sleep.
You are sleeping.
If you kick your partner, if you steal the blankets, if you're snoring, if you're tooting, if you're talking in your sleep and you say the name of a past lover, it's not your fault.
No, you're sleeping.
No one has the right to get angry, hurt, or upset with anything you do in your sleep. There was even a case years and years and years ago. It's one of my favorite stories, and I'm going from memory on this.
Okay.
But I think it was overseas. I think it was maybe in England or something like that, across the pond, Dylan.
Gotcha.
Where there was a detective who was investigating a murder in his small town. And it turns out, he was the murderer who did it in his sleep.
Really?
True story.
No way.
He was asleep. Look it up, Dylan.
How is that not a movie?
He was a sleep murderer. And he had no idea, but then he concluded it was him, and then he arrested himself.
No.
He went to court, and he arrested himself, and the judge was like, this is pretty good. But he couldn't control what he did in his sleep. He was so bad that he moved away and, like, isolated himself because he was afraid of doing it again. I'm
trying to find the story.
Yeah.
I cannot detect it. Arrests himself?
A sleepwalk murder detective, maybe, would be the words.
A sleepwalking detective who convicted himself.
There you go.
Of a murder.
Uh-huh. You know what? Let's hit this. This might be a fact of the year. Let's go here.
This could be the fact of the year.
So here's Angel right now saying, I remember that story too. In fact, it might have been a fact of the year from last year. I can't remember. Go ahead, Dylan.
That's crazy. Just says sleepwalking detective convicted himself of a murder.
Like it happened a century ago, right?
But I lack the motive. Yeah, he didn't have the motive.
Well, he didn't know he was sleeping. He doesn't know. You can't be blamed for what you do in your sleep. I'm telling you. Murder is a tough one to get off of.
But he sounds like he was blamed for what he did in his sleep, you know?
What was he sentenced to? Wasn't he sent away to an island?
What? They sent him to an island?
Maybe I dreamt for that part. I don't know.
The police detective who caught himself. A story of sleepwalking Sherlock.
Why isn't this a movie? You're right, Dylan.
This is such a good movie. He was 35 years old when he was the go-to man in solving criminal cases. I'm looking. It's a really long.
You're reading this in real time. Yeah,
it's
a very interesting story.
It's like 15 pages long here.
But so there's proof that you can't be blamed for anything you do in your sleep. So what are you getting blamed for right now, Dylan?
I woke up at the house. Now, remember, yesterday was a super busy day.
Mm-hmm.
I left the show,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go get my eyes tested yesterday. So
okay.
A lack of nap
okay.
ended up happening. Then we went early dinner over at Two's house.
Building up some sleep debt. Uh-huh.
Right? And so that we could go watch his burger competition, followed immediately by racing home so mm-hmm. we could watch the Oilers.
All right.
And then the Oilers game started so late, so I'm exhausted by the time we need to get into bed, but still kind of excited from the game because the comeback in the last couple seconds.
Tough for that adrenaline to die down. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then we went to bed, and I woke up this morning, and I felt like, oh, I'm tired for sure. And as I'm like getting ready, my girlfriend, who sometimes sleeps at that time, and mm-hmm. sometimes is a little bit awake, just enough to go, I love you, and mm-hmm. say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Said, well, yeah, for the day, right? As I leave.
Oh, in the morning. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry.
So, as I'm brushing my teeth, she says, how's your throat? I was like, uh-oh. And I swallow, and I'm like, well, not that bad. I know where this is leading.
Mm-hmm.
I said, not bad. Why? To which he said, "You almost died in your sleep five times last night. You were gasping for air and you wouldn't stop snoring."
Did you say that out of concern or out of "you ruined my sleep from all the noise you were making"?
I could see a little of both.
Okay.
I could see a little of both. I think the concern was what she led with, but the feeling underlying was I was making too much noise.
Right.
To which I, because I was probably so tired, right? I need to catch up. I was doing double duty sleep. I was doing your regular quiet sleep.
She didn't leave the bed in the middle of the night, though?
No.
She didn't ask you to leave the bed in the middle of the night?
She said she was, like, flipping me around and turning me.
Oh, you can't. It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. No.
So, I felt bad then for the rest of the morning, kind of, like, left there. And during the drive, just going, like, what do I do?
You've got snorer's guilt.
Yeah.
Yes, and I know it well.
I didn't know what to do because I'm sitting there, right? And I it's not like I want to.
No.
The way she described it, like I'm gasping for air, I'm like, that sounds like bad.
I think all snorers recognize that feeling of like, you guys think we're trying to keep you up at night. No. We would do anything to change it as well.
Yeah. It sounded not good, though. And so it was because I was so tired, though, that it happens. Now, we're getting a text message, Dylan, you should get tested for sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Listen, got it. I don't need a test.
Yeah.
It's
the sleep apnea machine will change your life.
Yeah.
Although
you don't use it though.
I don't, because I fall asleep before it, and then when I'm woken up and said, "Hey, put your machine on," I'm like, I stick one arm out and I try to reach for it, and I'm like, oh, it's too far,
right.
And I fall back asleep. I can be blamed for. Now that's my fault,
right?
Okay, the snoring is not my fault. The talking in the sleep, the tossing and turning, the wetting the bed—that's not my fault. Okay, wetting the bed might be.
No, I think that one is
happens rarely, Dylan. Most of the time, I'm able to make it to the toilet. Okay,
right.
More of the time, it's the other thing. It doesn't matter, Dylan.
So I'm sitting
not
here.
My fault. I'm fast asleep.
I'm feeling bad. Because of it, because like no one likes that.
Right.
No one needs to deal with that. But it's not like, I just want you to know I wasn't trying. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. And does she understand that?
Not at this hour in the morning.
Yes.
Right. Like at this hour in the morning, there's no understanding whatsoever. It's just like, hey, I'm not happy about it.
I'm at the point, and I'm very grateful to have. Hang on, because we're calling somebody that gets this.
Please press 3.
Okay, there we go. I'm grateful to have my, Coral goes to a different bed.
Okay.
If I'm waking her up, which is not fair to her.
Right.
Unless that bed is more comfortable. I should be the one, I believe this, should the snorer be the one that leaves the bed?
But I'm sleeping. I don't know.
The victim of the snoring be the one that leaves the bed?
I understand it should be the snorer.
This is Andrew we're calling. I don't know if Andrew is going to pick up or not. Andrew has texted in, says, okay, well, we tried. Says, Pepper, my wife gets mad at me for stuff I do in her dreams. Oh, you can't do that. That's not fair.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
It happens.
That's the furthest thing you can do. You are not allowed to get mad at somebody for something you dreamt.
That's true.
You can't get mad at somebody for what they do in their sleep. Look, we just said the guy murdered somebody in his sleep.
Yeah, but
and
I think
the judge went easy on him.
He got to have been charged.
That
though,
judge
no?
had sleep apnea for sure. Right?
Yeah,
I know what it's like. My wife gets mad at me all the time. Time served,
right?
You know,
thanks. So I feel bad, right? It's a tough situation because I don't want to do that to somebody else.
Well, Justin's saying as well, these are the first signs of sleep apnea. The sleep apnea, Dylan, is when the choking and the almost dying. There's one thing about snoring, but then there's the. That's the place you got to get really concerned about.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then that's a lot of responsibility for her, right? While she's trying to sleep, she's also got to keep me alive.
That's right. Yeah. You're asking an awful lot of her.
I know.
Keep me alive while you're sleeping, but don't wake me up while you're doing it.
Kind of.
It is selfish. Snorers by nature are just selfish, but we don't know we're being selfish. We're sorry.
That to me is not selfish because how can you say I'm being selfish with snoring? I don't even know I'm doing
the
it.
The act of it is selfish.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's not, again, it goes back to the intention. And you are not, correct me if I'm wrong, you are not intentionally making the snoring sound to bother Melissa at 2 in the morning, correct?
I can't even make the snoring sound like right now. I cannot make it.
Yes.
Because I hate that.
Yeah.
It bothers my throat and stuff.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not going to say she's wrong. Obviously, this is happening, and I feel bad.
Well, you could be her sexy man dream come true if you're wearing a sleep apnea mask like Robbie is and like I am sometimes, Dylan.
Hey,
We're all falling apart over here, you guys.
Sorry.
But you can't be blamed. We've made that rule before, and it stands, okay?
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I'm going to say it right now, Robbie. I don't know where you are on this. I'm going to say, as somebody who has no hair, Dylan over there, and has
this
a freshly,
is what it is.
Clearly a freshly shaved head in the last day or two, because it is shining and looking clean and good.
All right, thank
you. I'm going to say this, Dylan.
Yeah.
You've got the perfect shaped head.
Wow.
I don't notice it until you shave your head really and take a hat off, but my God, look at that thing. It's ideal.
It lends itself well to a shaved head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I have therapy today. This is my insecurity.
Will you tell them that the people you work with think your head is awesome?
Trust me.
Okay.
I will make the list.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that I think most people don't understand, nor could my girlfriend ever understand,
because
she's got a beautiful head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you lose your hair, you have no identity.
Right.
I can't put my hair up. I can't put it down. I can't flip it to the side. I can't put bangs out. I can't part it down the middle. I've got nothing.
You've got nothing.
Yep. I need a hat in order to feel like part of society.
Your hat is your new hair.
Aww. That's what it is.
why can't bald be your identity?
Because bald is nothing. Like,
Dylan,
with a head
like that, I'm telling you, bald could be your identity. It's beautiful.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying the last, this is my third day going bald out in public.
Yeah.
I never go bald in public.
No, I know, but you should. There are sculptors that couldn't even make that.
Wow. With such kindness. I'm just saying, for those who don't have hair, we need something to do up there.
Right.
You put on a baseball cap.
Yes.
And I've been posing for so long of teams that I don't even like. I have all these things. Like, I think I have a Fox Racing hat. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Right,
what the hell is that about?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just, I wanted to have an identity, and I don't have any hair. Right. I thought about a wig, but it looked dumb.
No. Don't do that.
I don't know if you should do that.
Right? So I just wanted something up there. And I understand that she probably doesn't know the insecurity of having no hair, right? She has luscious locks. So she's sitting there going like, that hat looks dumb.
Right.
Right? Like, that's not a hat for you. And I'm sitting there going like, but you don't understand.
Yeah.
If you want to put your hair up, you can. You want to throw a ponytail in, you can.
Yeah. Mm.
Yesterday, she went and got a haircut. The whole time, I'm just sitting there going like, wow, what a slap in my face.
If you go
bald ever, you'll know what I'm saying.
Jared has texted. I do agree with Dylan on this one. It is tough being bald. There are only so many looks you can do, Dylan. But with that look and that head,
Yeah.
Chef's kiss on that. Thank you very much. Ashley, thank you. Have a wonderful morning, okay?
You guys as well.
Love you. See you later.
Love you, guys.
Yeah, see, you're getting a lot of bald is beautiful here, Dylan.
When is that? Where was this? I've never heard this.
I think bald people are setting the level of insecurity with baldness.
You think it's us?
Yeah.
It's not everyone else?
No. Why? Every time I've ever seen somebody with a shaved head, and now this isn't disrespecting your perfect head, Dylan.
Thank you very much.
It is a perfect cranial display.
That's very kind
of
you.
But every time I see somebody that's got a bald head, I don't notice they're bald. I just notice, that's a nice head.
Really?
Yes.
See, because
917-917. Do bald people need to be as insecure about their baldness as they are?
Why do people always use that as an insult, though? It's like ammunition for people to be like, oh, yeah. Well, I went on a date this last Thursday, got there, catfish, guy's balding.
Yeah.
No one ever says like, oh, guy's balding. What a beautiful guy.
I think bald versus balding is where the big difference lay.
Well, okay.
Because when you're balding, you're still holding on to any last bastion of follicular success,
right?
Okay,
yeah.
But with you, you have just basically gotten rid of all of it, right? I know why. It's why you wear a beard, just in case people are upside down.
Right.
They might think you have hair.
Yeah, there it is.
You don't need the beard doing. You've got a perfect head.
That's nice of you.
Show it off.
Thank you.
I think balding is where people get confused. Balding is where you refuse to accept it. Bald is where you said, yep, this is me, and that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
Suck it up, world.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of people texting right now saying bald's the way.
You've kicked down the door and you've announced you're bald and you like it. Don't cover that with a hat. Wear it proudly. Get a tattoo on it like Bam Bam Bigelow.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
That old reference. Does anybody know who Bam Bam Bigelow is?
It's been a while.
Yeah, Robbie, you had sisters. You were never allowed to watch wrestling.
No.
He's a guy that had a full head tattoo. Doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say, Dylan, is you show off that thing.
See, but look at this, Angel, right? Like, and this is tough for guys.
Look how shiny it is. It looks like a new car in the showroom.
I'd rather date a bald guy than a guy with a cul-de-sac.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You're still hanging. Those guys are still hanging on. Is that why?
That's why.
But everyone, little known fact, everyone has a cul-de-sac.
That's right. That's right. Right. There is no such thing as the bald that you are. That is man-made balding, right?
I know.
Yeah.
And it's a very difficult thing. Thank God I have therapy today.
Okay.
Because I just feel like now I'll be able to...
I want you to enter into that room with the confidence of a bald man with a perfect head, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
If you choose to get a hat to cover it up, that's just fine. But let me tell you, you're beautiful just the way you are.
Wow, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's very kind of you.
This is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Well, Rebecca discriminates when she goes on dates.
Why? What happened?
She's a discriminator, and she's here to admit it. But it's good for you, Dylan. Not that it's good for you, Dylan. It's good for people like you, Dylan. Rebecca, you will only date blank type of men.
Bald men.
Bald men, Dylan.
What? That's it.
You only date bald men?
Only bald men.
Oh. Why?
Bald is beautiful.
Oh, this is making him feel good. And it's a
nothing is better than rubbing a bald head while you're snuggling.
Aww. Really?
Really?
So a guy shows up with hair on a date, you're out?
Yeah. No, I don't like it.
Do you go through with the date, or do you just say, oh, I'm sorry.
I'll go through with the date. You know, he might be a nice guy, but he's not bald.
What if he's the nicest guy, but he's not bald?
Well, then we can shave his head, I guess.
Oh! This is so interesting to me. I've never heard this side. I didn't know this was a thing.
See, it's because all your thoughts about your baldness are coming from your bald head. None of us haired people. We see no problem with what's on your head.
Yeah, because I spent so many years with hair, though. It's
clinging on to every last hair.
It's a situation. Have you ever had anything die on you?
My dog.
For me, losing my hair was more than you losing your dog. How long do you have your dog?
Year and a half.
I had my hair for like 38 years.
You did. Yeah, you had it for a lot longer than we had our dog. That's right.
Every day I spent just as much time with my hair than you did with your dog.
You were grooming your hair.
Right.
You were playing with your hair.
Showered it every day. I looked after it.
Of course. It went with you everywhere.
Exactly. I'm telling you, I'm not, no knock on your dog. I'm just saying those who lost their hair, that's a bigger loss.
When you put it that way, Dylan, it's hard to.
I'm telling. Yeah, man.
It is.
But so if a guy shows up, let's look at your bald obsession here, Rebecca, or attraction, I guess, here. If he shows up and he's balding, does that count?
That's okay.
Because you know one day, by the time this relationship develops into what you need, he will be fully bald.
It'll be all gone.
Okay. And you would encourage him if he had like a bald spot on the back of his head, but you could tell it was expanding every day. You would encourage him like, why don't you should just probably shave that head.
And just pull off the Band-Aid, get rid of all of it.
But not for his emotional well-being, but for your sexual satisfaction. You want him to be bald.
Yes, now it's untwisted.
917-917, text it in. Do you only date bald men? How's that make you feel, Dylan?
There's going to be no one texting. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm the only one.
You are the only one by far.
Well, bald men need people like you, Rebecca.
Yes. Oh, that's nice to hear.
What sort of movement?
There's a whole crop. There's a whole app, a bald guy app.
Yeah.
Does it matter what his head looks like? Could it be like oblong?
Right.
What if it's an odd-shaped head, like a cone head?
Oh, I don't know. I've never come across that.
So you're just like all a bald head no matter what it looks like?
Yeah, no matter what.
It's bumpy, lumpy.
Are you single now, Rebecca?
No, I'm not. I've been in a relationship for the last 3 years with a bald man.
Oh, yeah. That's right. How did you meet him?
Tinder.
You met it on Tinder?
Tinder.
Does the algorithm on Tinder start to figure out that you only like bald guys and it only gives you bald guys?
Were you just looking for guys in hats and hoping?
Yeah, you should hide it with a hat.
Right? Is that it? Was you just, fingers crossed that he takes that hat off, he's got no hair?
Fingers crossed and toes.
All right. So would you say that bald guys are more charming because they're more self-aware? It's a nice level of just acceptance in the world for who they are. They can't be picky outwardly because they're picky inwardly.
Right.
I mean, this text message says, I'm 27 and dating a bald head.
Mm-hmm.
Like to say, like, look, us young people are dating balds as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm dating a bald head, okay.
Wow.
Just a head. The person.
All right. Love you, Rebecca. I think
I think
you helped there, Dylan. See, it's only you that thinks it's not good.
No,
everyone
no.
Everyone else thinks it's happened.
Where are the bald girls that, or the girls that think bald's gross? Text in. We haven't asked for that yet, and you watch.
Well, Dylan, you we'll don't
be flooded.
No, don't do that.
It will be
don't
flooded.
Don't do that. Don't give him that, okay?
It's just what happens. It's not, listen, it's just, I'm good with it now, but there was a couple of years it took me to get used to it.
Right.
There was a year of loss.
I know, we all remember the year.
The year of loss was tough.
It was very similar to the year that Robbie forgot how old he was and realized he was a year older than he actually was.
That hit hard.
That was a tough year as well.
And before the year of loss, and you have to remember, this is a whole process, guys. Yeah. If you've gone through it, you know. If you haven't, like, listen. The first thing that happens is the let's try to cut my hair a little shorter.
Right.
That will, I'll fool people into thinking I'm not bald.
To cover it up, sure.
Right? And then you, from shorter hair, you go to, ooh, I better buzz cut it a little bit, but just enough that like those little hairs up top still are making a difference.
Right.
To finally one day you just go bald and you go, why didn't I do this before?
Right.
I should have been doing this a long time ago. But look, there's a text message right here. John Cena was bullied by fans and pressured into getting a hair transplant.
I heard a little bit about that.
It happened. He came clean just recently, like a couple days ago, saying that he was sick and tired of seeing people's signs in the audience.
Signs? They went that far?
Right, yeah. Ripped him to shreds over his thinning hair. So he went and got, he said, I saw so many bald spot signs. And now he's got a hair transplant. And he was bullied into doing it. That's so mean.
Well, Dylan, your head is way beyond hair transplant. My mom used to do hair transplant for a living, Dylan. And my mom would look at your head and go, nah, there's nothing we can do about that.
It's true. It's over. Right?
She'd declare a time of death on your head.
Oh, man.
But it looks good, Dylan. You don't have to be insecure about it.
Yeah, thank you.
I think the reason John Cena's getting all these signs and getting all of this bullied into having hair is because people know it doesn't bother them, but they know it bothers the bald person. So they latch into it and attack.
Right.
You know that I know that it bothers you. I think it looks great. I could tell you it a million times, but until you believe it, I know it's going to bug you. Don't get a hair transplant, by the way.
It looks too
painful.
If
I told you what you had to go through, my mom has told me stories of a hair.
Not worth it.
You don't want to go through that.
If right.
anybody is considering a hair transplant, with all due respect to the hair transplant industry, you've got to be a special kind of sadist and craving for pain to
really
go through that.
Bad,
yeah, it sounds awful.
Okay.
And it's not just a one-day appointment, Dylan. For a head like yours,
multiple?
Yeah, you better get on the monthly program.
Okay.
We're going to fix Sean.
How you going to fix Sean?
Sean has got a problem.
What kind of problem you got, Sean?
He's just like you, Dylan. Sean?
I'm a 47-year-old bald man, but I said I would give up my first child for a nice flowing head of hair.
Now, for clarification, the problem isn't that he's bald. The problem is that he'd give up anything for a nice head of hair. Sean, we're going to fix you in 3 minutes.
All right.
917-917. Go ahead. Text what the way Sean should really think. Because, Sean, this is you thinking this about your hair. This is not anyone else thinking this about your hair. Now, it is true that how you feel about yourself is more important than how others feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you tell us, Sean? Let's crack open that bald head of yours and find out why it is that you so desperately would like your hair back.
I just miss having hair again. I miss styling it. I miss washing it. I miss going to a barber shop.
Aw.
So you miss doing all the thing. You miss having to go to a barber shop. That's more time in your day. More money too, right, Dylan? Dylan's got his mortgage paid off because he's bald.
It's true.
He's saved up so much shampoo and conditioner money over the years, he's been able to pay off his damn mortgage.
It is one of the greatest things is not having to go get your hair cut every like 3, 4, or 5 weeks.
You've got not a single head expense.
I don't. No, I could. I do have razor blades.
Okay.
So that is the expense. And what do you call that? Shave cream?
Moisturizer. Yeah.
Sean, are you a head shaver or a, dear God, please, this last little bit, don't go away, don't leave me?
No, I'm a head shaver.
Right. Did you hear Rebecca last segment who said she only dates bald men because it's so much more sexy?
That's one person.
Yes, that is one person.
Don't,
I agree
you guys,
with
don't do that now. There are people out there.
You can make fun of us for being bald our entire lives and expect that not to stick.
I think it's... I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like I told you, a bald person comes to my door, I don't... The first thing I think of is, hi. I don't think of, no. Oh my God, are you bald?
But
I don't even notice it.
Most people think of, oh man, that reflection in my eyes is killing me.
No, you think that. No one thinks that. It's just another hair color to me.
I used to have such a hard time on a first date going like, do I shave it fully? Do I wear a hat? I don't want to go on with a hat and have them think that I'm not, like, do I take the hat off halfway through once I know it's kind of going all right? Like, I used to have such anxiety.
And what was the most common result? What would you end up doing most times?
What I did notice is if I went out and I didn't wear a hat and I proudly showed bald, I didn't get a second date.
Oh, Dylan.
Now, I can't say for certain it was the head that caused the problem.
That could be the personality.
But when I wore the hat, I was fine.
Did you open your mouth? That might have been the problem.
Maybe.
Okay, well, let's make Sean feel good here. 917-917. Everybody just text in. Just text. Robbie, just read them randomly.
Okay.
Tell Sean that he doesn't have to think about this. If anything else, Sean, like, there's probably other things that are way worse about you.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Oh, there definitely is.
Yeah, like, Nate, let's talk about your worst features. Okay, what do you think is the worst thing about you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe my belly.
Your
belly.
Oh, no.
There you go, belly.
See, listen, okay. This guy's my people. He's got no hair. He's got a belly. Do you have hair on your shoulders? Because I got hair on my shoulders.
I do. Shoulders and back.
There you
right?
go.
Right?
Oh, why? That's something. That's something to be worried about.
As soon as I started losing hair on my head, it started showing up on my back.
Amen.
Right. Do you lose your breath when you get up to the top of the stairs, Sean?
No, not anymore.
Okay, good for you. See? That's okay.
Wow.
What about, are you lazy?
Some days.
Yeah, there you go. See? Now that's something.
Okay.
See? With all the way he's tearing him apart. Yeah, I'm not. What I'm trying to do is make him realize that bald doesn't even begin to get near the top five of his faults.
I don't know if this is working the way that you want it to.
Watch how quickly bald moves down the list of his problems, right? Are you in debt, Sean?
No.
Hmm.
No debt.
Are your kids well-behaved or poorly behaved?
They're well-behaved. They're great kids. They're great adults now.
Oh, he's got adult children. All right, empty nester?
Not quite. Right. One left.
Okay.
Laura texts in and says a hatfish gets an instant block.
Laura! You wear a hat and you're bald?
See? You wear a hat in all your pictures and then you show up super bald, that might throw them off.
But, like, what if you just wear a hat?
You should at least put a picture of your baldness.
I like the term hatfish, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, do you snore, Sean?
No, I don't snore, unless I'm sick.
He's not really helping my case here, Dylan. Look, my bald. But you know what? If bald is your biggest problem, sounds like your life is amazing. Kids are out of the house.
Things are going pretty good.
He doesn't have any debt. He doesn't lose his breath when he goes up the stairs. Hang on to balls.
Right?
You need a flaw somewhere.
Text message says, just go get a hair transplant. See?
Don't get a hair transplant, Sean. It's not worth the money and it's not worth the suffering.
No, it's not. I have a friend that did that and it was not worth it.
No.
In my opinion.
It may not take. You never know.
They have to insert. And if it doesn't take, and then you got to go bald anyways, that sucks.
Bald twice.
You know, they have to do it one hair at a time. Can you imagine how long that would take for somebody like you, Sean?
Like one clump of hair.
It would just tiny little bit. It's easier to re-sod an entire dead, or re-seed an entire dead yard than a hair transplant. That's basically what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That's a hair transplant.
Right.
Imagine if your entire yard had been torn up.
No.
Or you can go and get just sod and turf. But you don't want to do that.
I'll just stick with the bald head.
There you go.
Sean, you've got nothing to worry about.
We love you.
You're a handsome, beautiful man, okay?
You made me feel better.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Sean. See you later. He started that segment saying he'd trade his firstborn.
Right.
He left that segment saying, you know what?
I can live with it.
I probably should shave the rest of my body now. I guess that's what he realized. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's tough when you hear people inside. You never hear, hey, you stupid good-haired person.
You never hear, oh, he was an overweight, good-haired person.
Hey, you with the healthy, nice head of hair.
Never.
Yeah, you're right.
You always just hear, oh, God, overweight, bald idiot.
Well, we need you to be the bald one.
Well.
Because when people say, well, which one is Dylan?
You say bald.
Yeah, that's the one they go with.
Right? That's right. That's what happens.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
How many times has someone called you Mr. Clean? Oh, countless.
Really? Yeah, you get Mr. Clean a lot?
Just what we deal with.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe my belly.
Your belly.
Oh,
no.
There you go. Belly.
See, listen, okay. This guy's my people. He's got no hair. He's got a belly. Do you have hair on your shoulders? Because I got hair on my shoulders.
I do. Shoulders and back.
There you
right?
Go.
Right?
Why?
Yeah, that's something to be worried about.
As soon as I started losing hair on my head, it started showing up on my back.
Amen.
Right. Do you lose your breath when you get up to the top of the stairs, Sean?
No, not anymore.
Okay, good for you. See? That's okay.
Wow.
What about, are you lazy?
Some days.
Yeah, there you go. See? Now that's something.
Okay.
See? With all the way he tears him apart.
Yeah, you're not, I'm not. What I'm trying to do is make him realize that bald doesn't even begin to get near the top five of his faults.
I don't know if this is working the way that you want it to.
Well, watch how quickly bald moves down the list of his problems, right? Are you in debt, Sean?
No. No debt.
Are your kids well-behaved or poorly behaved?
They're well-behaved. Yeah, they're great kids.
Yeah.
They're great adults now.
Oh, he's got adult children. All right. Empty nester?
Yeah. Not quite. Right. One left.
Okay.
Laura texts in and says, a hatfish gets an instant block.
Laura!
You wear a hat and you're bald?
See? You wear a hat in all your pictures and then you show up super bald, that might throw them off.
But like, what if you just wear a hat?
You should at least put a picture of your baldness.
I like the term hatfish, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you snore, Sean?
No, I don't snore unless I'm sick.
He's not really helping my case here, Dylan. Look, my bald. But you know what? If bald is your biggest problem, sounds like your life is amazing. Kids are out of the house.
Things are going pretty good.
He doesn't have any debt. He doesn't lose his breath when he goes up the stairs. Hang on to balls.
Right?
You need a flaw somewhere.
Text message says, just go get a hair transplant. See?
Don't get a hair transplant, Sean. It's not worth the money and it's not worth the suffering.
No, it's not. I have a friend that did that and it was not worth it.
No.
In my opinion.
It may not take. You never know.
They have to insert.
And if it doesn't take, and then you got to go bald anyways, that sucks.
Bald twice.
You know, they have to do it one hair at a time. Can you imagine how long that would take for somebody like you, Sean?
Like one clump of hair.
It would just tiny little bit. It's easier to re-sod an entire dead, or re-seed an entire dead yard than a hair transplant. That's basically what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That's a hair transplant.
Right.
Imagine if your entire yard had been torn up.
No.
Or you can go and get just sod and turf. But you don't want to do that.
I'll just stick with the bald head.
There you go.
Sean, you've got nothing to worry about.
We love you.
You're a handsome, beautiful man, okay?
You made me feel better.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Sean. See you later. He started that segment saying he'd trade his firstborn.
Right.
He left that segment saying, you know what?
I can live with it.
I probably should shave the rest of my body now. I guess that's what he realized. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's tough when you hear people inside. You never hear, hey, you stupid good-haired person. You never hear, oh, he was an overweight good-haired person.
Hey, you with the healthy, nice head of hair.
Never.
Yeah, you're right.
You always just hear, oh, God, overweight, bald idiot.
Well, we need you to be the bald one.
Well.
Because when people say, well, which one is Dylan?
You say bald.
Yeah, that's the one they go with.
Right? That's right. That's what happens.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
How many times has someone called you Mr. Clean? Oh, countless.
Really? Yeah, you get Mr. Clean a lot?
Just what we deal with.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
These damn harmonicas in the national anthem.
These poor ladies do not know that they are the butt of a joke.
They don't.
This is ageism at its absolute worst. The whole stadium is laughing at these Koreatown Community Center harmonica players. And they think it's the greatest moment of their lives. And they're feeling this honor to be brought in and play the national anthem. And they think that even the public address announcer goes, back by popular demand. And everybody laughs.
He
here's what
these
I think's
poor
happening.
Poor ladies.
Here's what I think's happening. I think the butt of the joke is where it started, but now LA is kind of like, let's take them under our wing and kind of let's run with this. Like, it's not what we would have signed up for.
It's one of these like,
but let's do it.
They're doing it ironically. They're doing it because people are laughing at. Did you see the players?
Yes.
Did you see the cameras spanning the crowd before the game?
Some people were saying
they're singing, but they're all kind of smirking.
Maybe and the it's whole, a proud smirk.
Back by popular demand. It's drenched in sarcasm. And then these 80-year-old women who go to the community center, you can just see it every morning with their harmonica in hand, excited that tonight's in. I get they probably have nerves backstage.
I would have bet.
They've got to do the national anthem in front of the world is watching, but they're so proud of themselves and one another. And then they get carted out there and laughed at, but they don't know.
But I think they might.
They know it's a joke.
No. LA knows like it's a joke, but is like proud to like support them. It's just like they know what's happening. Like LA, these women don't. They're just playing their harmonica.
The only thing I can hope for while I'm watching it, because I went from oh my god, they're doing this again to oh, it's so cute,
right?
It's that's so cute. And I think that is that what they're going for?
I think so.
They're not making fun.
Because it's adorable.
It is. It's cute. And it's like, all you can think about is like, what if that was your mom that had that opportunity and how like proud you would be?
And I don't even think they're playing the harmonica as much as they're just breathing with a harmonica in their mouth.
That's how you play a harmonica.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You don't know.
That's what happens.
I couldn't believe it. When Gene Principe was holding a harmonica, I thought, they're not going to a harmonica national anthem again, are they? And then sure enough, back by popular demand, the Koreatown,
you know what?
Community Center's Harmonica Club.
I don't hate it at all.
Harmonica Club, not Harmonica Band.
Well, it's like
it's a harmonica club that a bunch of old Korean ladies grab their harmonica and spend a couple hours every day at the Community Center blowing into a harmonica.
Isn't that sweet?
It is. It's adorable. It's sweet.
So what's wrong with that?
It's touching, but I think
yeah, you're making it sound like something wrong.
I think that people are just laughing at them like, oh my god,
you're laughing
this is
at them.
Terrible. I was at first because I thought it couldn't be serious. And now I think it isn't serious, but they think it's serious. And my heart is, I don't know, my heart is like beating for them, but also breaking for them at the same time.
I love it.
Look, it's terrible.
It's neat.
What, really? No debate that it's not terrible, the harmonica national anthem.
You think it's terrible?
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound, it's ear-piercing.
I know, but it's, I don't know.
It sounds good when the crowd gets going with them. It sounds good.
It is, but it's kind of off key and out of pace and I don't know.
Not for you.
It's not that it's not for me. It's just that I feel like they're being mocked and they don't know it. And
well, they're there. They
at first I was there for that. But when they brought them back and it just, the players were having a hard time. You know, they're about to play this intense physical 60 minutes of hockey and they're trying to keep their game faces about them, but instead they're smiling and chuckling at the fact that there's these old Korean women playing harmonicas.
I thought it was neat. Honestly, I was like, I'm here for this.
It's adorable.
I want to
see the interview with the one of them.
Yeah,
afterwards?
I want to know what we're going to do to top that.
Well, we've got the guy that sings in the crowd.
No,
we've already established our national anthem tradition. They're in the process of auditioning for it, and they've settled on Koreatown women, the harmonica players.
Well, guess what? It's working. 2-0.
It is. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get some harmonicas and start giving her.
What we should do is when... Who's the fellow that sings the national anthem?
Rob, right.
When he turns the mic to the crowd tomorrow night.
Yes.
Here in Edmonton. Because he starts with like the first line of O Canada and then he puts the mic out and the Oilers or the fans do the rest. All the fans at Rogers Place should bring a harmonica out of their pocket.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
And instead of sing the rest, they should harmonica the rest.
You see, but this is where you have nothing but disrespect for the art that is the harmonica. It's okay. Not an easy thing to do.
No, it is not.
Whip it out and play the national anthem.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you
And it felt like these women are still learning.
I bet you right now, if we were to give you a harmonica this morning, you couldn't play it.
I know, three to five weeks. I know I couldn't because I only know breathing in the harmonica. But
that's
I fit
really
right
is.
In with the Koreatown Seniors Center Harmonica Club.
Don't be like that.
You might.
Don't now.
We do get this a lot, too. Honestly, I think the harmonicas are better than that other singer. Ah.
I didn't mind that other singer.
You get a little bit of that.
She kind of had a remix of the Canadian anthem. Yeah.
Jared wants a slide whistle or a kazoo. I think that's next. Maybe that's for round two if it happens. I don't know.
Round two is going to that's going to be a hard one to get to.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Dylan did off the air reveal the sweet inside joke between he and his girlfriend's son. It is a sweet birthday
it
gesture.
Is. It's very nice.
I mean, you could have just played it for him later while you two were driving around, but...
Listen, he is he's one of the best things that has happened in my life, and it's his 15th birthday.
That's
so.
Well, Chrissy's very touched by your dedication of big balls to your 15-year-old stepson. What do you want to say, Chrissy?
Well, it wasn't the big balls part. I was saying that what he said about his stepson, that's so awesome, that he's the best thing that he brought to him, to his life.
He truly is. It's such a blessing in my life to have him and to have the relationship that we have. And to kind of see the world through his eyes. And it's just, I love it.
It's a wonderfully interesting relationship. Do you have stepkids, Chrissy?
Well, my husband has a stepchild who is my daughter. And he always told me, like, you guys changed my life, right? So,
it's wild for so many reasons. And Dylan, what makes me angry is Dylan's got really a really well-behaved stepson. And not to say my stepkids aren't well-behaved. I call them stepkids, right? We call them stepkids. Like, we're not married, but they're stepkids, right? They live in our house and all that, right? And it's I keep telling Dylan, warning from my experiences with my own kids, like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And every single time, he's like, nope, haven't gone through that. Nope, he's totally clean. Nope, he never talks back. Nope, he's awesome. And I'm like, why couldn't he get a regular kid? I just want you to have a regular kid. But I've got stepkids as well in my house, and it is a different relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, so last night we were watching the hockey game, and my girlfriend's son, he's a teenager, but he's at that place where he eats dinner, and 9 minutes later, he wants a second dinner, right? He's eating a lot, right? He's growing. He's hungry all the time. So we sat, we started watching the hockey game, and he goes, boy, I could go for some Don's now. Now, I wouldn't know what that meant if I didn't already have children. That's a youthful translation for McDonald's.
Right. Right? Did you go get a McDonald's?
You wanted to go, and I said, you want to go to Don's? I can get a McFlurry. He says, you want to? And he and I just went off and got Don's.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't impressed with his order. Aww. He got chicken nuggets. And I'm like, I don't know. You should probably get, but he's got a lot of learning to do. You see?
What's wrong
and
with
that's where my role might come in those situations. And, and he didn't get a pop. He got a bottled water with his combo.
Really?
I know. A lot of learning, right? And that's where my role comes in.
Yeah.
It's an
interesting. Do you want me to teach him for a bit?
Steps. It's like it's an interesting dynamic compared to having your own kids. And the best part about it is when the crap hits the fan, I just get to walk away.
Just go into another room?
That's why they tell them what have I said. That's why they call it stepkids, because you just stare back. You stare back when it's getting
See
tough,
you later.
Right? Well, that's very nice of you, Chrissy. And I agree. Hearing Dylan be kind of the sweet side of Dylan when it comes to that, we never thought we'd hear that 9 years ago or 8 years
ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday. Connor. Yeah. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Happy birthday to your stepson, Connor. Oh, that's awesome. I love that song, too. I haven't heard it for so long.
There's a reason.
It's
for
a
it.
Fun song that should get played a little more often. Love you, Chrissy.
Yes. Okay, bye, guys.
See you later. I was driving to Calgary with my friend Short Stout Jeff on a Sunday, and you came up because I guess you guys ran into each other at the casino, and he says, I don't know if Dylan recognized me, because he probably gets it a lot, and I had to say, I'm Rob's friend,
Jeff. Yeah. No, and then, I knew then.
And he said, yeah. And then we started talking to him. He's like, I tell you, that I've listened to your show since I moved here, like since before I was friends with him. And he said, and that Dylan, when I first moved here, I hated him. I thought he was a little weasel. And he said, the amount of growth Dylan has showed over the years is, and it is true. Like,
Oh, you didn't have to hate me.
Like, Robbie, who would have thought that he'd be wishing happy 15th birthday to a stepson?
Yeah, it's wild.
Did anybody... 917-917. You ever think that had happened?
Nope.
It's an awesome feeling. I love it.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
This is Stuart on the phone. Good morning, Stuart.
Hi, Stuart. Hi, good morning.
Stuart has a list request that is right up your alley, Dylan.
Okay.
Stuart, what is it?
Hash brown. I want to know about hash brown.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time to drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Yeah. And I know better. Oftentimes, I will weigh in on a list. I am not winning on potatoes. I know better. This is Robbie and Dylan territory only. So, Stuart, what is it specifically you want a list of on hash browns?
Well, I had Tim Hortons breakfast this morning, yeah. And I had a sausage breakfast sandwich, a hash brown, and a coffee, and the hash brown kind of sucked. So I was thinking, where are the best places to get hash browns? Because I know A&W and McDonald's are good, but where else has hash browns?
A&W hash brown is good.
It's so good. The A&W hash brown, you can't get one, you have to get three.
No, for real.
And you need to, I love to do, I got this little... I'm sure it's not a me hack, but it's something that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love to take a bite of the hash brown and then rip the corner of the ketchup and squirt the ketchup into my mouth from the packet directly.
Wow.
And then that way you get the perfect bite each time.
Wow.
While driving, because there's nothing more pain in the butt than trying to catch up something while driving.
You eat like an automated assembly line.
You have to. To get it done, right? Now, listen, A&W is the top. I'm not just saying that. Go and try it right now.
The drive-through to-go hash browns are so good.
100%. But, like, are we talking hash browns that are just, like, a square / rectangle?
Well,
are we talking,
like... Yeah. I just want to keep it like that. Because if you go with, like, shredded hash browns, you can do, like, Denny's, and that just blows it all up. So what about, like, fast food spots? If you're going to go to, like, McDonald's or something?
Because I was starting to go, like, well, now you got home fries. Are those hash browns? Are they not hash browns?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, okay, you're just handheld hash browns at a drive-thru.
But I would argue that Taco Time, those...
Tater Tots.
Tots are, like, just a little nugget of hash browns.
They are great. There's nothing wrong with the nugget of hash brown, so they would definitely be on the list. I would put A&W as 1 and 2.
Now, what about at home handheld hash browns? Like the ones that you get, like the McCain's and the Cavendish. Do they count?
As long as you cook them right. As long as you cook them right.
Yeah, air fryer them.
Air fryer or put them in the oven. If you're sitting there putting them in the toaster thinking they're going to do the same thing, you're wrong.
Here's what I learned. And again, Dylan, your perfect stepson compared to my imperfect real son.
Yes.
He cooked them in the toaster for so long that the toaster is now ruined. Oh. You're not supposed to toast those things.
Yeah, don't do that.
Why not?
Because, I don't know, the oil get... Ugh.
There is the hash brown. I don't know if they still have them. It's been a while, but at Triple O's.
I didn't even know these existed.
That's the thing. That's why Dylan's here. That's why you've come to the experts.
Yeah. They had one that was really, really good.
Getting some Burger King responses here. The Burger King hash.
Wendy's has good. Burger King is just, I'm new to Burger King. Listen, I went there again yesterday and I ate in. It was the only one eaten in, but I felt like I had real creme de la creme service.
Did you go for breakfast?
It wasn't breakfast. I got, here's what I got. I got a junior burger and I got a large fry because why wouldn't I? I got 3 packs of mayo, 3 packs of ketchup, and then 8 nuggets on the side.
Dear God.
Do you make your own sauce?
Pardon?
Do you make your own sauce with the ketchup and mustard and mayo?
Yeah. You don't do that?
No.
What has happened? Where have you been living? So come over. Let me teach you.
If judging by the audience, A&W is number one.
They're so good.
Burger King looks like it's number two. Triple O's, there's some agreement, really? Dylan, with you on the Triple O's hash browns.
Okay.
We're also getting this. See, these are the underrated ones. These are the hidden gems. The Grey Nuns Hospital Cafeteria has amazing hash browns.
No, I haven't been there, and I don't know if you're going to just stop by.
Yeah. Wendy's hash browns.
Wendy's, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for you to get hash browns in the morning.
So no McDonald's on that list, huh?
Listen, McDonald's, you can put on the list. I don't want to knock them, but they're a little oilier and a little thinner. And so they fall apart way. A&W's got some girth to them.
And the Tim Hortons ones were kind of soggy.
Same thing. Your McDonald's and your Tim Hortons are kind of the same.
A little bendy.
Yeah, they got a little. It's not what you want. It's flaccid, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not what you want.
Mine was really wet too. I just looked at it. I was like, no.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's ruined it.
So A&W is number one.
It is. Try it and tell me I'm wrong.
According to our audience, it goes A&W, Burger King, and Triple O's by the sound. And don't sleep on Wendy's breakfast.
There you go.
That's another one.
So yeah, I'll try it and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, and at home's in the air fryer. Thank you very much.
You
found our sweet spot, Stuart. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
The show, the Pepper and Dylan Show. Whatever you want to talk about, and potatoes.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Two of the reasons we should clone people, so that we can sleep while our clone does all the work, and threesomes.
Oh, well, with yourself?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
Why not?
Everybody's always worried about, we'd like to try one, but, it would be weird, and then it would cause problems in the relationship. If you make out with two of me, it's not going to cause problems. It's me, twice.
No.
And who wouldn't want two of me, Dylan?
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Wow.
Oh, you get jealous of the new improved Pepper.
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah, look how much more muscular he is.
No growth.
He's
got hair everywhere.
No, he's the same as me.
It can't be.
Why would you want to duplicate that?
She wouldn't want that. If she had an option for a threesome, she's doing someone different.
No, because it would be weird.
Not for her. For you, it would be. But for her, it'd be a welcomed gift.
She likes me, Dylan.
I don't doubt that she likes
you. And I can't help
you.
But think that she would want two of me.
I don't
917,
think
917, would you want two of your partner?
No.
You get jealous.
There's not a chance.
Would you get jealous of your cloned you?
Yes. Yeah, of course. If there's more things going on with cloned you than with current you, that's not ideal.
It's still me.
It's not you. It's a version of
me.
It's a version of you.
This is kind of a little bit like Severance, right, Robbie? Like, in a way.
Almost.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like Multiplicity.
It's still me. Why am I going to get jealous of me? It's me.
You're jealous of the voices in your head?
Person. Well,
those are you.
At least I'd finally have somebody that understood me.
Maybe, I guess.
Another text message says, I couldn't even stand one of my partners.
Okay.
Fair enough. She wouldn't like the cloned version of me, but if she did, it's a compliment to me because it's still me. If she broke up with me to be with my clone, how could I be mad at that?
Oh, you'd be so sad.
She chose me.
Robbie, you know how much crying we'd get?
Yeah, it would be never ending.
It would just be him crying, going, she left me for me. See, some people said they would like two of them.
We didn't.
Seriously, right?
What's wrong, Robbie?
He wants to make out with his own clone. He wants to make out with himself.
I just said, hey, man.
That's a narcissist if I ever
know. No, I don't want to make out with myself. But
neither does your fiance.
If couples who are exploring the more adventurous side of romance are thinking about doing that as a fantasy.
Wait a second.
But the only reason, the reason they won't is because the emotional side of it, well, the clone is the answer.
Are you guys thinking about that?
Well, we've talked. I think every couple's talked about, like, could you ever? I don't know. It would be weird. I think it would be weird to see it, and I think it would lead to bad feelings.
Oh, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, look how jealous you'd get. Would you get jealous of a clone, you, though?
Yeah.
It's you! The only reason I wouldn't want that is because I would see what it looks like not from my perspective.
Oh, you don't want that.
And I don't imagine it's very attractive.
No. Set up a camera. There's a regret.
Yeah. Set up a camera.
It sounds like you want to make out with yourself to see what you look like from other angles.
There's some things like that. I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, you're assuming the clone would just pop out of nowhere and it'd be a duplicate of you right now.
Well, and that's the other problem is, like, a clone, even if you clone yourself, it's still a baby first, right? So I'm pacing back and forth for 30 years for this threesome that's never going to happen. And then before I know it, I'm 80 years old when the clone is of age.
The clone,
well, you know what? She loves me so much that maybe that's the right idea. One goes, the next one comes in. There's just a long line of me.
Trust me, when you go, she's replacing you with a newer model.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want the same thing. You don't get a Buick twice. It's not happening. You're moving on.
I'm more than a Buick.
No, you.
Buicks are nice. Some Buicks are pretty nice. They got a lot of features.
You are a Buick if I've ever met one.
917-917. Is Pepper a Buick?
100%. Pepper's a Buick. And not like a nice fancy Buick. He's
where
a Buick.
Where are we at, Robbie? Would you make a hand? Let's one word answer this. We're already in the weeds here. 780-4260-917. Call right now. Let's determine once and for all.
Yes, is Pepper a Buick?
Would you, not am I a Buick?
Oh. A Buick that leaks oil.
Yes, he does.
Would you incorporate your clone into your intimate life with your partner?
So, for argument's sake.
Identical clone.
Identical.
So not twin clone. It's you. It's just another one of you. Or it's them. It's another one of them.
Wouldn't this be the question for the partner, not for you?
Okay. Well, hi, good morning.
What's up?
Two of your partner.
Yeah.
Hey?
100%.
Two of you.
But would they want two of you, yeah.
Oh, two of me, no.
I'm jealous. I'm just saying, it's a clone. Wouldn't the clone do away with the jealous part?
I don't know. Pepper is the Buick Grand National. Is that text message? Thank you very much.
Wait, isn't that a limited edition? I think that car has value.
Maybe.
My brother collected one time. He had to sell it. Things got tight.
I'm sorry, buddy.
780-4260-917. I guess not everybody wants to go on record with this one.
No, because nobody wants that. You're the only one that ever has thought of this.
Yeah, and then which spoon?
I am not the only one who thought of this.
Not once.
No way. Anybody with a little side of, randiness has thought about this at one time or another.
You guys will fight. What if you're going to fight about who's little spoon?
Oh, I'm always little spoon.
Yeah, but the clone will say that too.
Well, little spoon, my clone can cuddle me, and then she can cuddle both of us. We'll both be little spoons.
Oh, my God. So you'd be the little spoon to your clone.
I'd be the dessert spoon.
Oh, my God.
He would be the soup spoon, or the next, I don't know.
Pepper.
She'd be the serve what?
Is the Buick LeSabre.
Well, maybe. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
In this time, Dylan, I'm yeah, would you, with your clone?
Never. Never, ever, ever would I. She's already got enough personality as it is. I'd only want one. Seriously, when you got an Irish girl, you don't mess around.
I just feel like I don't think this is as common as you're trying to make it be.
Shyla's saying, what's the big deal with Buicks? I have an Enclave, and I love my Buick.
Damn right. And what we're talking about right now is a Buick Rendezvous, Dylan. All right, fine.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Jared's got something, a question.
Yes.
Jared, go ahead and ask Dylan the most important question.
I was just curious, how many different vacuums you used in your house when your girlfriend came over?
Right.
And did you do the garage?
Yes.
Here's somebody who listens to the show closely. As Dylan had to vacuum the house. For most people, it's like, okay, run a quick vacuum. Dylan has four vacuums, one for every floor surface in his house.
Okay, so yes, I did use multiple vacuums. I did vacuum the garage, which, by the way, got a comment from my girlfriend's dad about how good the garage was looking.
Yeah, ooh. It is looking good.
So I was really proud about that.
Nothing better than a father-in-law. Kudo,
A father-in-law kudo, because he's like a car guy and like a real mechanic-y guy.
Right.
And I'm not those. And so when he gives me a little props, oh, God, I felt good.
Top five family members to get kudos from coming up.
Yeah, okay.
Continue, Dylan.
And then throughout the house, I just used the one Dyson that is allowed on the top floor and the main floor.
Yep.
As far as the basement goes, I sold the Dyson down there, therefore I couldn't do anything, and it didn't get done.
So how do you vacuum the basement if you sold the vacuum?
I was looking yesterday, Ashton and I went out looking at vacuum
vacuums. Shopping?
Yeah,
good thing you sold the vacuum, huh?
Well, no, because that vacuum needed to be sold.
Okay.
That one didn't have the life in it that I wanted. And so, yeah, right now, the downstairs, it wasn't vacuumed, but thank you.
Jared, do you believe in vacuum cross-contamination in your house?
Absolutely not. There's just one vacuum, and that's it.
Really? Vacuum that's how you guys get by?
Is a vacuum is a vacuum.
But that is not true. When you vacuum up something in the kitchen, vacuuming up something in the top floor when you have carpet, that doesn't roll. You can't do that.
Well, they're different vacuums. Or you use a different setting.
No.
But you can use the same vacuum.
Okay, let me walk you through. Let's see. You were eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you were having a little meal.
Uh-huh.
And, Robbie, you'll like this. There was a lot of mustard on the plate.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the mustard drops to the floor.
Yeah.
And you kind of wipe it up
the
best you can.
Yeah.
But there's a little mustard that's kind of dried up over the next couple of days accidentally.
Yeah.
and then you vacuum up the mustard. Then you go upstairs on the white carpet with a mustard-stained bottom.
Why are you vacuuming up the mustard? Why aren't you using a wet paper towel or a
cloth? I did for the most part of it.
Well, then what are you worried about?
I just that it's going to touch the mustard.
What on earth are you vacuuming up if you've wiped up the mustard?
There are things
that's in your head. There's no mustard on that floor.
What about an olive?
What about an olive? Oh, you're vacuuming an olive?
What about a frosted flake?
Okay, a frosted flake. Okay, you vacuumed up a frosted flake.
Okay.
And then you can't go up to your living, your upstairs carpet and vacuum because you sucked up a frosted flake before it?
Well, if it went,
that's what a vacuum does. It sucks things off the floor.
It does.
It doesn't just select what it sucks off the floor. They're built to suck.
But I get that, but the vacuum will touch the food on the edge of it.
So you don't want any of the food stuff on the surrounding
carpet,
the casing of the vacuum to touch your carpet.
Exactly. Cross-contamination.
Robbie, I get it. I get it. But when it's cross-contamination in your own home, it should be lax. I get it if, like, you had a cleaner come in and you didn't want them using a vacuum from somebody else's.
Do you? Oh, you understand that? Really?
I get that
pets,
part.
If the cleaner's got a vacuum and they're at a pet house and you're a pet free
it's
house,
on suck, not spit.
That's not...
with all due respect, but you know what I mean. It's not blowing out. It's sucking in. It's not putting other people's things.
But it's still touching the floor.
I can't. It's 20 years of this, Jared.
It blows, though.
All right.
Like, it blows air.
I would love to see Dylan trying to vacuum up a bunch of olives.
That's what I want. What a weird example, Dylan.
Sometimes I bring the shop back in to get the olives.
How can you bring the shop back in? Aren't you cross-contaminating with the garage stuff?
Shop vac's allowed because it's not
the rule.
There's rules. What are you going to do?
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.